Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew and our fabulous DM. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Hart playing Toluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
That was silly.
Yeah, that was a goofy one.
Hey, what's that fucking stalactite called?
I think it's... Hold on. I want to say it's a roper.
Roper, that's what it was.
Yeah,
I think it's a roper,
yeah. Yeah, I like forgot about it. I was like, oh, that's like, that'd be really funny.
You shooting it was so funny.
I want that thing to like, at the end of the campaign, to just show up and be the final boss.
It's, yeah, it's been just like roping along and now it's in Windmere.
Just slowly running.
It's fucking huge now for some reason. Yeah.
Accumulating mass the whole time.
Still has the arrow stuck in it.
Yeah.
I was not even thinking about how much I set up Cobbler to consume more rocks.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Him having a little hand is so fun.
It's so kind dumb. Of a He's hand. A fucking cinder block with one hand.
It's so dumb. Yeah, when you said Geodude, I was like, I want to give him a dumb hand.
That'd be great. Well, now he can dap people up.
Yeah. We get him enough rocks, he'll turn into Graveler.
I mean, it would be
a little extra.
It would be very funny if, like, you know, 30 episodes from now, you guys basically have like a little minor earth elemental. It's like it kind of help in combat and stuff. Oh, so dumb.
I have so many things.
So now that the farmer's dead, we get to keep these sheep, right?
Well, I have to bring them to, you described this as a fiefdom, so I'm pretty sure, I'm just going to bring them to like the next big town and tell them, hey, this place
got dowry.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Some weird hyena ate a man. And then something crawled out of its belly.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I got these 8 sheep that rolled over my friend.
I've never gotten to do gnolls. I've been DMing for a billion years at this point, it feels like. And I have not done gnolls yet. They're so scary. Hyena men. Horrifying. Yeah,
terrible.
I think I'm going to try to find some good like hyena sound effects we can kind of put in at some parts of this.
Just the laughing.
Yeah.
Well, hyenas are hard.
I tried learning how to do it. In the car, and I couldn't get it to a point where I liked it. So,
I mean, hyenas are as animals horrifying because they got
strong jaws.
Yeah, is
it the strongest
jaw in nature?
Is it the strongest?
I think so.
Yeah,
I thought gators had that.
Ooh, maybe.
They're so scary because they can just like.
They're clamped down, but I'm not sure.
Well, gators have no up.
Yeah, they have no up, but they do have the down.
Look at the down.
Yeah, there's like really freaky scaries out of Africa of like hyenas like laughing so that it sounds like people and then just chomping a dude's skull and yanking him out of a tent. It's just like
terrible.
Not great.
We're going to have to kill this thing. Toot sweet.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
Well, I don't think it's an animal anymore.
Yeah. Gnolls are like.
Yeah, now that it's not an animal, it's totally fine to kill.
They are chaotic evil. And I think that they're kind of. I want to say like the lore of them is that they're like. They follow like a demonic.
We're kind of chaotic
thing.
Yeah, evil. But we aren't. We're chaotic neutral, man.
Yeah. Yeah, these things are
for now.
This is a bloodthirsty monster creature. So
until the script gets flipped and we turns out we're evil the whole time. Ryan's been DMing an evil campaign.
Well, he did talk about the man in black. We don't know if that is.
And we're going to make a deal with the devil, essentially.
We just need real estate. Yeah, we just need real estate.
Real estate deal with the devil.
Isn't that how real estate?
Yes, it
it's
is.
So stupid.
We just need a little section to make a labyrinth.
Yeah.
And have Bouncicles become Mazicles.
I can't believe how many spiders you guys have. I got to really work on some big battlefield mechanics.
So anyways, we're going to get King of the Ebonet to breed these, right? Because we need more spiders.
Well, that really digs into how the life cycle of these are like how long they live, how long it takes for them to mature.
I know, because I guess I'll just kind of just start doing some research into it because we have to find out how long it takes before Luga is rideable.
Yeah,
and then you can base the rest
sooner the
that.
Better.
What a stupid fucking character!
You just, made him like
I
that.
Know, I don't know why. I just thought it was funny to me. It was like a little spider doing the like WB frog dance was really funny to me.
Hello, Mahani. Hello, yeah. Baby.
That's what I'm kind of picturing every time. He has a little cane.
I think that was like on Nat 20. I wanted to find the spider that sticks out to me the most.
Yeah, and you know, you got Luga.
Did you think giving us a dancing spider wasn't going to go off the rails?
I mean, I don't know. I can never tell in this campaign. Sometimes you guys take like really normal situations and make them more chaotic than the chaotic thing. So it's
like
hard
what?
To tell. I don't know, trying to open up a franchised sandwich business in the middle of my...
I've done that in like two other campaigns.
That's right? True. That's it's true. Borderline predictable at this point.
First of all, we need... Susan said we need supply chain.
It's true.
So right there, we're opening up food supply.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, technically infinite gold. To an extent.
Infinite, but it's residual income.
I mean, yeah,
passive
income.
I get it.
Is that not the goal of everyone?
I get it.
So we can go off and do our own things and not worry about it.
This is a this is just nonsense. I'm like, I don't want to like throw them right into another big fight, but I'm like, I want to have like a fun travel combat kind of. And I was like, sheep rolling down a hill at full speed is hilarious. We're gonna do that.
You knew I would ramp it. You set me up, you piece of shit.
My son should have. He's been too reckless in the Underdark, and now it's time for some discipline, some hard two, parenting.
Two is the operative word there. I'm two.
Well, in Plasmoid, you're fully mature at what, one?
Yeah.
So, but I don't know that. So I'm going to discipline you like a child. That's why I slapped you on the wrist and gave you an earful all the way up the hill.
I won't soon forget it.
It is so funny to me how often Theo just gets like whomped by something stupid.
It's
amazing. Like in combat, he's just this like specter of death on the battlefield. And then like while traveling, he's just like, oh no.
Tripping over his own shoe.
Exactly.
Yeah, falling off a boat, getting whaled by gears. Like he's just had such a... You were so smart too to like run sideways and kind of like avoid the main brunt of them. And it just...
Didn't matter.
The dice were like, what if you got 2 8s? Wouldn't that be funnier?
Yeah, I have a +4 to dex saves.
I know, right? That was the thing too. You're so rolled good at them.
2 4s.
Yikes. So good job with the sheep.
By the way, I'm going to give you to the count of three. Wait. Add 2 more Mississippis just to be safe.
In case they're not...
That's true. That's 2 seconds is plenty of time to put pants on.
So pants, fun. A robe.
Whatever.
I mean, put your hands there. Yeah, something.
Okay. That's just... adding 2 seconds was hilarious to me.
It was like such a funny thing to be like, wait, we've got to give this guy more time to put his underwear on.
Turns out the underwear got eaten.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just top chunk now. Yeah,
Daddy, it's eating his ass. Why are you watching, son? You shouldn't be looking at that.
No. I don't think you
that
understand.
Was so funny when someone was like, why were you perving on him? Why, when he's getting fucked?
That was so fucking funny.
Well, you came to me, he's fucked. I'm like, why are you watching that?
Oh boy.
So funny. Yeah, I was like, would Clem know what a hyena is? But he rolled pretty high. So I was like, maybe. I'm assuming that.
Well, I described that as a big dog.
You walked in, he said, there's a big dog eating a man. Instead, he said, there's a guy in the other room and he's fucked.
You might be able to save him? I'm dumb. I don't know. How do I know you can't just live as top half?
You're top half all the time.
We've killed people. You know this.
Chaos.
His it's time for you to start growing outside. Up at the age of 2.
I'm not gonna lie, boys. It's good to be back. We took a not that big of a break, but this is our first episode we're recording for the day, and right back into things. Like a fucking glove.
I got all the pent up crazy. I got to let out.
It's so funny because when we're in our, obviously we have a production chat where we talk about the show.
Yeah.
You send him the gif of fucking Tyrone Bigum scratching himself.
Well, I love this playing this character.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it's like definitely the goofiest campaign I've ever run, I would say.
But set this up on purpose. You know it.
Well, of course, that was the whole...
You put the three of us together.
Yeah, that was the whole idea. I was like, what would you guys do with a pretty open-ended world to play around in? And then,
I'm log rolling sheep with a spider.
Within maybe 5 or 10 episodes, you guys are like, jihad. We're going on. We're going to fully...
No. Counter-crusade.
Counter-crusade.
It's a counter-crusade.
Yeah.
They started it.
I'll make sure that goes...
I was thinking about that today. Like, before you guys got here to record, I was mowing my lawn. No. I was like, we literally just wanted some rain. That's all. Yeah. All we wanted was rain, and these motherfuckers came in and destroyed our town.
And now,
what did you expect us to do?
Well, you know, I've got to give you guys that hero's journey kick in the ass to kind of get out of the nest.
We just had like this dry little elf.
And then they killed Genry.
And yeah, and then you killed Genry.
I know.
And Fenric.
We don't talk about him right now.
Tim Horton.
Yeah.
T-Ho, he was annoying, but he was a good dude.
Listen, and Greg,
Greg with 3G.
No, 3G Greg is the dwarf.
The dwarf, yeah. 2G Greg.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I've made too many NPCs. I have to start killing them off at a certain point so I can reuse voices.
I've made too many NPCs and you guys are befriending every one of them.
I know.
What'd you think I was going to do?
I don't know. It's just very funny how you guys are so good at getting weirdos to be like, sure, I'll join your cause.
Why not? Those are the people you're going
to... Yeah, they're great for a burgeoning religion.
We're for the disenfranchised.
Yeah.
We're literally just like, we just don't want you, killing us for not believing in your thing. Join our religion because we're just kind of cool with everyone.
Let us live.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And guns.
Church of Bleebly. The only things that are like really strict about Bleeblyism is sidebars.
Sidebar and dap. You got to dap people
it's
up.
It's like real hard rules about that stuff.
Yeah.
Everything else you guys are pretty open to.
It's like the Ten Commandments. Everything's about the respecting the sidebar.
Yeah. Who are we to tell other people how to live their lives?
I could sidebar with Reggie and you guys.
I know.
It was really funny.
Me having to be like, oh, sidebar.
I know. It was the first time Glubnor wasn't in a sidebar. It's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, that's our thing.
Can't wait to make a rocket for...
Oh, God.
I didn't want to enter the sidebar because I want to say, do we know what day Theo became an official god?
Oh.
When do we get 500? I want our Christmas is what I'm trying to set up
here. Gotcha. So yeah, the day you guys passed the 500 threshold. Yeah.
That would have been Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So which we know...
Was also the same day as the Brown Note.
3 weeks from the initial... No.
The seventh centennial, basically?
Yeah.
Was it two?
I don't know how many.
Because it took a week. We took a week to get there and back.
Yep.
And then a week in the Underdark. So about two weeks.
2 weeks.
It is crazy to think how much
stuff
has happened.
Wow, we made a god in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like,
hell yeah.
We're awesome.
We're good at this.
It's just speed running religion. It's great.
Nothing can go wrong.
I know. Yeah, I'm sure there won't be any moral quandaries with starting your own faith anytime soon.
No moral quandaries when you're chaotic neutral.
I'm just saying, you know.
As long as they respect the sidebar and dap us up, they'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just things do tend to happen in the world when a new god enters the pantheon.
Yeah.
Those
gods better respect sidebars, or they're going to have to answer to Bleebly.
And get shot in the knee.
It's a replacement god. Because if you think Krizik's making it out of this thing alive.
That's fair.
Yeah, but
I don't
want to replace him as God of the Storm.
I mean, you do bring the wet.
You bring the wet.
It is literally in your title. You are the wet bringer.
You bring the wet. The gun going off is the thunder. You're the Lord of the Storm. I don't know what to tell you.
But we can flavor
storm.
Yeah,
we don't have to tell them what kind of storm.
Hey, have you ever heard the saying, a hail of gunfire?
There you go.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of like gun words are kind of adjacent to storm stuff.
Does that mean
just being the god of storms and guns?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, I get two.
That already makes you better than Krizik. He's just one.
Yeah, yep. you do like rain bullets on people. So yeah. There is.
You're the Lord of the Storm.
Wait, does that mean when he becomes a god, when it rains, it just like rockets down the rain?
Oh, God, it's raining.
Rain only lasts 1 second now.
It's just all of it all at once just blankets down.
Everybody has to get under 3-inch thick steel plate.
There's some people that are like, man, maybe Krizik wasn't that bad. All of our crops are pancaked immediately by rain.
But just think, evolution years from now.
Yeah, okay.
Bullet corn.
You bite into the corn, boom!
Nobody is allowed to make popcorn anymore.
What have we wrought?
A hilarious new world for you to work with, right?
I know. I mean, like, it is funny to think, like,
grand plans for Aeona. Like, if we do a second campaign after this, and then the whole new race
that arose from this new god just being found.
Bullet folk.
Just walking guns.
Walking guns.
They're symbiotic relationships. They fuse to people.
Yeah, I don't.
It's just like guns akimbo.
Guns akimbo.
So dumb.
Sorry. The Destiny chat I'm in keeps reminding me of the legs akimbo.
Oh, yeah. Legs akimbo.
Because they helped me come up with the name. Like, I'm playing a centaur monk. I don't know what to name him. And they're like, oh, he's got four legs. I'm like, yeah. It's like, I don't know. Work with something like that. I'm like, what's that movie where Daniel Radcliffe has the gun stapled to his hand? Guns akimbo? He's legs akimbo.
Yeah, we did a 80s action hero one shot. And yeah, you played a centaur.
Legs
astral
akimbo.
Monk. It was great.
His astral arms were just legs. That's why they called him legs akimbo.
It's so many legs. Yeah, that was a really dumb one.
It wasn't because he was a centaur. It's because his astral arms were legs.
That's awesome.
And they were human legs too.
Feet.
Yeah. It's been a bit. I think that was a Christmas one shot.
Yeah.
Right? That was the one I had to miss. I was so mad.
It was hilarious.
Oh yeah. It was Klaus 4 up to snow good. We're going to do Klaus 5 next year, guys. It's going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
Patreon.
Yeah, maybe that'll be a fun little... I would really like to do some like little goofy one-shots to kind of pepper into the feed, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking Cobbler and Luga Adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
Meemaw and Crud.
It's just a whole bunch of like...
It's just Cookie
checks.
Mama.
It's just a bunch of checks to deck saves.
It's all checks.
Yeah. You play as like Meemaw, and your dex checks are to like keep staples out of the food. You just have to kind of keep knocking them away as he tries to add them in. Is there any game designers out there that wants to make a Meemaw Cooking Mama game? Because I think we've got a hit here.
DiceySituationsPod@gmail.com.
But yeah, I think at some point it'd be fun. I also think it'd be very fun at some point, if you guys are feeling crazy, to swap roles. Somebody else wants to DM this crazy fucking adventure. But I know you guys really like being players, so I think I'm probably going to be on this side for a while.
A little bit.
I just have no faith in my DMing.
I'm telling you, everyone should do it at least once. It's great for
you. Episode 25?
Yeah. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, I think.
I'll just make a bunch of fights where you'd have
to
do 75
more episodes and you're off the hook.
Okay, perfect.
Just kidding.
Yeah, that is wild to think. We are a quarter through the campaign now.
Yeah. What if we just extend the campaign?
Yeah, infinitely.
We still have a whole subplot of kidnapping this guy's brother.
That's true.
Well, Gort's on the mission.
Well, Gort's probably going to die.
I agree.
No, he's not.
Glebnor sent him on a suicide mission.
Not. It's a far mission. He is going to level in step.
If he fights...
He's going to level. We know he's already leveled once.
Is he going to just grind boars until he's level 20?
No.
Kiki didn't even give him a cloak of elvenkind. The man sucks at hiding.
He can do it as a bonus action now.
Yeah, that means he's two.
No, this is all part of my plan.
To kill him?
No, I send Gort on a mission to sharpen his skills. And when he comes back, he is going to be a level 20 rogue.
And he's going
to
try and kill you.
No, he's not. He's going to come back thanking me for making him what he is now.
With a dagger in your back.
Nope.
Because he went assassin.
Nope. He's going to be a general in the Bleebly army. You mark my words.
He's going to be a spy for the Chris.
Mark has this confidence because he knows how much I love that bit. I hate it. I feel like you've put me in a situation where something is funnier than I want it to be.
Yep.
I don't want Gort to somehow survive because it makes no fucking sense. But at the same
time, against all odds,
in episode 99, when Gort shows up
and shoots a guy in the chest, you're going to be like, I'm glad I called that guy.
Dude.
Thank you.
Gort is my... hands down, favorite NPC.
Gort was completely improv because I forgot to put an NPC in that shop at first.
Yep.
Which is very funny to me that Gort was a smash success. Never catch me.
He's just in a barrel.
Him coming back to Eidos, I see him being a spy.
No. He's going to respect.
You don't think he's going to get captured and then brainwashed?
Just because he's from a thieves guild.
Okay, I just rolled for Gort. I rolled a d20 to see how well Gort's playing.
How many levels he gained?
Just to see how things are going for Gort so far. I know we got a lot of sick going on with microphones and stuff here. Would someone like to come look at the screen to see what I rolled?
Is it a nat 20?
That's a nat 20 for Gord.
Oh. All right. Woo! I'm waiting for the nat 1 where he died from an arrow through the back of his skull.
How's it going to hit him if he can't see?
Because he tried hiding in a field.
I will say Gord is now level 3.
Woo!
What subclass would you like Gort to be? I'll let you pick because he rolled a nat 20. What do you see Gort as?
Oh, whales of the dead. I want him to be a phantom.
A phantom. A shadow. Of
Phantoms
them.
Are good. That's a good one.
I know. And he's the shadow, so it makes sense.
It does fit.
Okay. This is canon, so if you don't listen to the after show,
when he comes back at level 20, you're like, what the fuck is Toll the Dead?
We're going
to
do...
Whales to the Grave.
I love Whales to the Grave.
Yeah, it's so good.
Real quick, what we'll do, this is a fully canon moment in this podcast, in the Underdark right now, you see Gort is hiding behind a stalactite. You wish you could see me, but I'm a phantom. As he disappears into the shadows in the Underdark behind the Roper. Okay. Gort's level 3. Gort's a phantom rogue.
Is he going to... Can you roll animal handling to tame the Roper?
To get the arrow out?
No, to befriend the Roper. And then that's his mount. He just rides a Roper everywhere.
So slowly?
That would slow his already slow progress.
But that would explain why it would take so long.
I want him to sleight of hand, get the arrow.
We get to Windmere before him.
Gort rolled a 4. There's no way he's riding a rope right
in
the dark.
Can we slide a hand, get the arrow?
We'll give him a slide of hand.
No, he's been marked by Bleebly. That has to stay.
That's a 15.
Symbol of Bleebly.
Gort sneaks up on the thing and is like, you're weird! Ha-ha! He grabs the arrow out and scuttles off into the Underdark. Just looks behind it. All right, we'll catch up.
I want him to hang on to that arrowhead.
Okay, well, so I'll make sure I add it to Gort's inventory.
Bleebly arrowhead.
God, imagine if he got like a 19 on the animal and you just see Gort like session 99.
Finally getting to Windmere.
You just hear in the background.
Well, then Gort needs like a squire that has haste or something to speed that fucking thing up.
Boy. All right. Well, I think, this is about as chaotic as an after show can get. So take us out, Mark, if you would.
This is why you listen, people. Now Gort's a phantom. Level 20. He's coming for us and not us. Krizik.
No, that one guy.
Goffin is going to get kidnapped.
I hate that you remember his name.
I keep forgetting his name.
How could I forget his name?
I'll never forget. He kidnapped my uncle.
Okay.
His brother kidnapped my uncle.
Sure.
Yeah. But anyways, Kuatoa Law. Don't you all forget it. And remember, be a believer. Be cool with everyone. Just make sure they respect the sidebar. And as always, use those daps on that subscribe button.
Oh, I like that. Okay. I see you.
Please, for the love of God. We're so many episodes in. Nobody talks to us. I know you're listening. I'm convinced most of you are bots. Is that what you want to be known as? A bot?
No.
You're all bots. There, I said it.
Ooh.
Yep. Prove to me you're not a bot.
Join Blee Blee Nation.
Become Blee Bleavers.
Blee Blee. Yeah, we'll work on it. We'll workshop it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get there. We'll get something. You guys can be something. The pleans. Anyways.
Become a pleen today.
Yeah. Call 1-800-PLEEN. I'm sorry. Enough of this nonsense. Rate, review, subscribe. But most importantly, spread the good word of Blee Blee. And as always, keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.